بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد Before I start the topic of today's khatira, couple of quick ones. One is, I see people coming and when they start salah, they just do this. Please understand, to say Allahu Akbar is the rukun of the salah. This is what you enter salah with. You have to say it. Just this means you drove away some flies, that's it. You're not in salah. So make sure you say Allahu Akbar, right? You don't have to say it loudly, but you have to say it. Speaking that is critical, otherwise your salah is not, you are not in salah, simple as that. Second thing is that in the salah, we have some parts which are jahri, which are some parts which are recited loudly, like what the imam recites and so on, and when you are praying on your own, in the salah in Maghrib, Isha and Fajr, we recite aloud, and there are other parts of the salah which are silent. For example, when you are sitting in tashahud, that part is silent. Silent meaning you say whatever has to be said, the tashahud as well as the Durud Ibrahimi and so on, but you say it softly. Now, mashallah, some people have stage whispers. The guy sitting on that corner, I can hear him here. Right? Across the room. No, that's not good. Because you disturb everybody else. So, some guy praying next to you, poor guy, he's somewhere in the tashahud and you are somewhere else and, you know, it goes back and forth. So, don't do that. Make sure that your salah does not disturb anybody else. Third thing is, in Adhan, there are two very common mistakes which are made, which I have seen here also in other places. One is, when we say Allahu Akbar, we say twice, right? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now, in the Arabic language, every word ends, the default is ending with a Dhamma, with a Pesh. Now, when you combine that with the next word as in Allahu Akbar, either you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, this is okay. It's not usual, it's not normal, but it's okay. But if you are going to say Allahu Akbar and combining with the next Allahu Akbar, then if you say Allahu Akbar, this is wrong. The Dhamma has to combine with the Alif of the Allah and the Shadda on the Lam. So you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, right? Not Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The second mistake which people make is Ashadu Anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashadu Anna Muhammadun Rasulullah. Both are wrong. Because again, Muhammadun by itself, the default is the Dhamma Tanween. But when you join it with the Rasul, Ar-Rasul, the Shadda on the Ra has to be joined with that. So you say, Ashadu Anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. You say Muhammadar because the Anna min Akhawati Linna makes Fatha Tanween on the Muhammad. The Dhamma Tanween becomes the Fatha Tanween. So leave the rule aside. This is how it is to be said. Ashadu Anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Adhan is ibadah. It is important to do it correctly. Right? So please make sure you do that. Now for today, I remind myself when you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydi nasi. Limada? For what? Liyuziqahum ba'da alladhi amilu la'allahum yarji'un. In Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all the trials, tribulations, difficulties, calamities, you know, epidemics and wars and you name it, all of those are the result of the deeds that come from the hands of people. Bima kasabat aydinas. People have earned it. Kasab, they have earned these calamities. And you might say, why would I be so stupid as to earn a calamity? That's right. So ask the question. Why would you be so stupid as to earn a calamity, right? So, and Allah says, then you might say, well, you know, why doesn't Allah stop it? Because Allah says, لِيُزِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا, so that we can give you a taste of the reward or the cost of this deed, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجُونَ, so that you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows that suffering to happen for a time, and nothing is forever, everything stops at some point, Allah will stop it, but that suffering for a time is the mercy of Allah. Allah is giving us an opportunity to turn back towards Him. I remind myself and you, lots of mashallah students here. For everybody, this life, while we are breathing, is the most critical part of our life, our existence, which began in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which will continue. We ask Allah to make it continue in Jannatul Firdaus inshallah. This entire continuum of existence, there is one piece only in which we have been given the pen to write our own destiny. And that period is this period, the period in which we are living and breathing in this world. We did not have this control before we came into the world, and this control will stop when we go into our qabr, into our graves. So this period is the most important period. And in this period, for you guys, for the young guys here, for the students, your current studentship is the most critical period. Because the reality for practically every single one of you is that what you do in these few years is going to determine whatever is going to happen to you in the rest of your life. Illa mashallah, barring exceptions. For most of you, this is the absolute critical period in your life. There's no other period in your life which is going to be more important. And also, paradoxically, there's no other period in your life which is so full of distractions. Because this is the time when you have maximum strength, maximum shahwat, maximum desires. You have got money, you have got the ability to fulfill those desires, haram or halal. And all sorts of opportunities, right and wrong, are available to you. So maximum distraction, also the maximum opportunity. Now whether you succeed or fail, that choice is in your hands. Nobody else. What we have in our hand is the harvest. What we sow is what we sow. What we plant is what we sow. What we will get depends on what we sow. You plant rice, you get rice. You plant wheat, you get wheat. You plant rice, you want wheat, you no get. Whatever you plant is what you're going to get back. So ask yourself, what am I planting? Ask yourself, what am I planting? Think about this. When you plant a seed, it goes into the earth. What are the conditions there? It is dark and it is damp. It is wet because you are watered. Dark and wet. Now this seed simultaneously grows in two directions. You have the plumule, which is the green part which comes out of the earth, and you have the radical, which is the root which goes down. The strength of the plant depends on the growth of which one of these two? The roots. The deeper the root, the stronger the plant. The oldest tree in the world is in the White Mountains in California, and it's a pine which is 4,895 years old. Which means that when Ibrahim alayhi salam was building the Kaaba, this tree was 1,000 years old. Right? Now if you look at that tree, the top of it is almost nothing because it's in a very exposed place. It gets blasted by snow and ice and rain and whatnot. But obviously the root system is so immense and so massive and so strong and so deep that 4,895 years that tree is still there. Right? The reason I'm saying this to you is because cold, dark and damp. This is the condition of the person standing in tahajjud. It's cold, it's dark, and the dampness comes from his eyes. Where he is weeping before his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu and asking him for what he needs. So if you want to grow, make sure that you are in that dark and damp situation. That is the situation of growth. That is the situation of strength. Take from Allah. Allah is the one to give. There's no one else who can give. So take from Allah. Make tahajjud fard on yourself. Even if you pray 2 rakat, pray that 2 rakat. Make sure that you never miss that 2 rakat. If Allah gives tawfiq, pray more. But at least 2 rakat. And cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For yourself, for your parents, for your friends and so on. and for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah knows, there is no one today more in need of help from Allah than the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to end with a story from the story told by Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. He said that in one of the battles against the Romans, he said, we were like a spot, a white spot on a black bull compared to the army of the Romans. A white spot on a black bull in terms of numbers. And he said, some of us wondered, how are we going to face the situation? And then he said, we prayed, we made dua, and we said, Ya Rabba Muhammad, unsur ummata Muhammad. He said, Ya Rabba Muhammad, unsur ummata Muhammad. Ya Rabba Muhammad, unsur ummata Muhammad. And he said, we saw the sky open, and we saw the angels descend, and we saw the sun shining on the pikes and the lances that they were carrying. Huh? I remind myself and you, it is the same Rabb. It is the same Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What has changed? Are these hands? These hands have changed. The hands of the Sahaba were hands which were raised before that in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were hands which were raised to fight injustice, to help the weak, to give charity, to feed the hungry. There were hands which were raised in dua and in salah, hands which were raised in the sana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when those hands and those voices were raised, calling for the help of Allah, the angels recognized that. They said, this is a familiar voice. We have heard it before. Ya Rab, help them. Today, may Allah forgive us. Our hands are raised in injustice. Our hands are raised as oppressors. Our hands are raised in disobedience of Allah. Our hands are raised in chasing the haram. And then we say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. We are haram, we eat haram. And then we say, why is the help of Allah not coming? The help of Allah is for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ummah of Muhammad are those who obey and who make ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I remind myself and you, let us get into that Zumrah. Zumrah tu khairun anam. Let us get into this group of people who are called the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. And then, wallahi, Allah has not changed. Allah will never change. When you raise your hands, watch out for the incoming angels, because they will come. They will come. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us sabit. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our feet firm in His obedience. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His noor. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to please Him and to enable us to please Him and to be pleased with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to do that which is beneficial for us and which is pleasing to Him, and save us from that which is not pleasing to Him and not beneficial for us. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين امين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.